Good morning, everyone, and welcome to part two, introduction part two, actually, of our 10 minutes on Tehillim. Today we're going to discuss a beautiful, fascinating medrash that really enlightens us and gives us a perspective on what David HaMelech in Tehillim had in mind for the Sefer to be. What status did he imagine Sefer Tehillim to be? This is part two of our introduction. Mirtz Hashem, there'll be three parts of introduction, next week being the last one, and then we'll start, God willing, Mirtz Hashem, with the actual Sefer in 2 weeks from now. But part two introduction discusses the following medrash. Balayim hu omer yilu arson refi ve'yon libi lefanecha Hashem stri ve'goali. The pasuk in Perek Yud Tes of Tehillim has David HaMelech saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that my words and my thoughts should be before you. Please have them acceptable before you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Medrash Tehillim Shochar Tov explains this pasuk, Sheyasu Lidoros, that David HaMelech asked Hashem, I want my Sefer Tehillim. I want this book to be not just for me in my lifetime, but for all future generations. V'yuchku Lidoros, it should be stamped and sealed and etched for all generations. Vayuhu korin bahem ki korin b'sifrei meiros. I don't want this Sefer Tehillim to be a book that's read like a secular book. Ella, rather, you korin bahem v'hogin bahem. People should read them and delve into them. V'notlim alayhem schar kinigoyim v'ohalos. And people should be rewarded for saying them and for delving into them just like they would be as if they learn the Mishnayos and the Halachos about Nigam Ahalos, the most elevated parts of Torah about purity for Ahalos, for coverings, and for Nigam, for those who are infected with certain afflictions of Nigam. This Medrash is so interesting, because apparently we see from the Medrash, there's no answer, of course, from God's side, but as far as David HaMelech's perspective, he had a fear. He had a concern, a worry. What was that concern? That people would treat Sefer Tehillim like a secular book. And so he asked Hashem for the bracha, for the gift, for the blessing, that people should treat this Sefer Tehillim like the highest levels of Talmud Torah. Question number one, why was he so concerned? Question number two, what did Hashem answer? Let's actually answer question number one second, and question number two first. So there's actually debate in the Achronim whether or not he was answered. Rav Chaim Volozhin Nefesh HaChaim Shar Dalad Perek Aleph says it's not clear whether he was answered or not by Hashem. Of course, the Medrash doesn't say. But the Shlach HaKadosh and some of the more Hasidic Svarim write, he certainly was answered and given the gift that indeed Tehillim should be and was and is treated like the highest svarim, most elevated svarim in Talmud Torah. What was David HaMelech's concern? The concern is fairly obvious. When I write, when you write, when anybody writes a song, it's just a song, it's something you hum and you sing, it's very casual, it's not something with depth, with meaning. So when he wrote Sefer Tehillim, with all the history in it we discussed last week, and all the depth, as we're going to see, God willing, Mirtah Hashem, when we learn it together, it's natural to have a fear that people won't take it seriously because, after all, it is songs. It is prakim. People sing them. They chant them. They say them. But as far as the depth, it's not really there necessarily on the surface. And so that is a legitimate concern that he had. If, in fact, we take the approach which we do here this morning, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Hashem, indeed did answer and gave him the bracha, his blessing, that it would have the status of every other book of Talmud Torah, that it makes a lot of sense. We're going to see in a moment why he wrote it in a certain manner, in a certain fashion. But let's take the approach that Hashem indeed answered and gave Tehillim the status of every other area of Talmud Torah to kind of, you know, rest the fear in David HaMelech that it wouldn't be treated as every other Sefer of Tanakh, and certainly at the level of learning that people learn other Sfarim and other topics of Halakha and Torah with. Let's show this morning how David HaMelech not only got the blessing, but even when he wrote the Sefer, had in mind this fear. Example number one. What's the very first word of Tehillim? Ashrei Yish Asher Lo Halach. The word Ashrei. Ashrei, of course, being one of the most important Perek, possibly, in all of Tehillim. But the first word of the Sefer is the word Ashrei. Why, out of all words, did David HaMelech choose this as the first word of Sefer Tehillim? So the answer is Yaakov Shimoni. The Medrash Yaakov Shimoni says, you know why? Because what was the very last bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem, gave to Klal Yisrael in the Torah? Ashrecha Yisrael mi kamoka, am no sham Hashem. Ashrecha Yisrael, praiseworthy are you, Klal Yisrael. So David HaMelech had a strategy. If I want to make sure, as Hashem gave me his blessing, that my Sefer Tehillim indeed attains the level of seriousness that the Torah at the most lofty levels has, I'm going to make a kesher between the Torah itself and my Sefer. So the last bracha that Moshe gave Kal Yisrael was the word Ashrecha Ashrei, I begin my Sefer Tehillim as well with the word Ashrei. Make the kesher between the end of the Torah and the beginning of Tehillim. That's example number one where we see David HaMelech, with God's blessing, made sure to treat the Sefer as the most important of all, like similar to other books of the Torah, other areas of the Torah as well. Second example, the Medrash continues and says, Moshe nasa an chamisha chum shi Torah li Yisrael. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu gave the gift of five books of the Torah. Of course, we're all aware of that. To Klal Yisrael, how many books are there in Sefer Tehillim? David nasan chamisha svarim shebet Tehillim li Yisrael. David divided his Sefer into five books as well. Why? Again, to parallel the Torah, to make sure people realize this is not just a book of songs. It's as serious and deep and meaningful as the Torah itself. And in fact, one of the great Mefarshei Tanakh, the Sforno, not for now, of course, but the Sforno, if you want to look inside, in his Hakdama, Introduction to Tehillim, gives a theme to every book of the five books of Tehillim, just like we know that every book of the five books of the Torah also has a theme to it as well. Again, that kesher between Torah itself and Sefer Tehillim. One more example. The Gemara in Megillah, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, the Gemara says that there's a rule that we're aware of in Halakha, that when one leans from the Torah, ordinarily, one cannot have less than 10 psukim as part of the Kriya on a given day. So weekday, Shabbos, the minimum is 10 psukim. Why 10 psukim? Where does that come from? What's it based on? The Gemara has several suggestions what it could be based on. But one of the suggestions of what it's based on, the Gemara says, Rabbi Levi Amar, Keneged Asara Hilulin, Shamar David, the Sefer Tehillim. Corresponding to the 10 Hallels that David said in Sefer Tehillim. Once again, making the kesher from the 10 Sukkim of the Torah minimum to the 10 Hilulin, languages of Hilul, in Sefer Tehillim. Again, the kesher between Torah at the highest regular levels and Sefer Tehillim as well. And now we can understand, Shlomo Zalman Orbach makes an incredible comment about a well-known Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos tells us, Bizira Amar Ad Chatzos Laila Hayosnamdim Kisus. The David HaMelech, until Chatzos, used to doze off a little bit. He, of course, didn't sleep that much, like many leaders don't sleep. Myself sometimes among them, unfortunately. Mikan ve'elich, from here on, Hayimisgader Ka'ari. But from here on, Chatzos on, he used to, what? Be strong like a lion. Ravashi Amar Ad Chatzos HaLaila Until midnight, he would be involved in learning Torah, try as hard to stay awake to learn Torah. But after Chatzos, Beshiros Tishvachos, he would recite songs of Sefer Tehillim Tashem. Ask for Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Of course, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. The highest form of mitzvah is Talmud Torah. And learning is Talmud Torah. So until Chatzos, David learned, but after Chatzos, he just sang songs, said to Tehillim? What's the Gemara trying to tell us? Did he lower his standard after Chatzos, whereas before Chatzos he learned Torah? He kind of didn't have the energy, he would just sing songs with Tehillim afterwards? No. For Shlomadon Orbach says beautifully, he says, it's all thematic. We discussed already that Devil HaMelech, the depth that he gave Sefer Tehillim was the very same depth of Negohim, Ohalos, real lofty levels of Talmud Torah. And so to Devil HaMelech, it was treated all the same. And the message to us is that we should never mistreat or degrade Tehillim to just a book of song, of praise, of expressing thanks or beseeching the Almighty. It's so much more than that. David HaMelech's greatest hope, as we saw at the beginning in the Medrash, was that people would realize that this Sefer has a potency and a power just as much as any other area of Torah, any other area of learning as well. And that's what the Gemara means, that to him it was all the same. Before Chatzot, it was Torah. After Chatzot, it was Tehillim, which is the very same thing that he had in mind. It's also the deepest levels of Talmud Torah. The take-home for today, introduction part two, is that we have to realize that whereas we most often think of Sefer Tehillim as a book of songs, and we daven it, of course, in a sing-song way at times, and we use it to daven to Hashem, maybe sometimes with in a lighter way than we treat Talmud Torah, but really, it's just the same. That was David HaMelech's request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem, we believe, granted that request. That's why David made all the comparisons and connections to the Torah itself, the word Ashrecha, Ashrei, the five books, the ten psukim that correspond to the ten Hilulim in Tehillim. David HaMelech wanted so much, when he was given the gift, that his Tehillim should be of the same status, elevated status, as any other area of the Torah, the five books, and all the deepest levels of Talmud Torah. That's the yisod, the foundational idea for today, that Tehillim is just as important, just as elevated as any other area of Torah. Mirtzah Hashem, next week is part three introduction, the last part of our introduction. We're going to talk about a well-known tshuva of the Tzitzit Eliezer. Everyone should have a wonderful and meaningful day.